Bhakti. Today, Bhaktada, the creator of the new age, the creator of the new creation, has come to celebrate the new year. To have come have all of you to come to celebrate the new year, or have you come to celebrate the new age? Celebrate the new year, but all of you celebrating three things: new age, new life, and the new year. So Bhaktada is congratulating you, giving you three murti congratulations. That is three congratulations for new age, new life, and new year. People greet each other on New Year Day, and along with that, they also exchange gifts. You too give gifts, don't you? However, Bhaktada, do you know what gift Baba has given to you? He has given you the gift of the golden world. All of you have received the gift of the golden world, haven't you? And in that golden world, that is the golden age, you will have all types of achievements. Are you able to remember your kingdom? Are you able to remember your own rule? There is no sign of anything lacking. Besides Baba, no one else can give you such a gift. Besides Baba, or except Bhaktada, no one else can give you such a gift. even if someone gives a very, very big gift in the world to anyone, what will that big gift be? Maybe it would be in the form of a very big crown or a very big throne. Do you remember when this work of establishment took place, that is at the beginning, and Baba is able to see all the original jewels sitting in the front, the dadis? At that time, Baba used to ask the children, that if at this time someone would offer you to become a queen with a crown and throne, would you accept it? Would you become that? Do you remember at the beginning, in this time of establishment of the yagya, Baba used to ask the children, do you remember? The children used to answer, Baba, what are we going to do with the crown and throne? We have achieved the father, and compared to that, crown and throne are nothing. So, in comparison to the golden aged gift or the crown and throne of golden age, no other gift of this world could be any bigger. Many children ask, what things we are going to get there, what achievements will we have there, what attainments will we have there? So Bab Dada answers that there's a long list of the attainments. But what will you say in essence form? That nothing lacks, no attainments lack there. This is in essence. Whatever is needed in life, all that is attained there. You are those souls who have claimed the right to such a golden gift. Don't you have the right over it? Do you? Double foreigners say, yes, yes. Till you get the translation, so you're waving your hand now after you got the translation. All of you will become kings, won't you? Yes, all of you will become kings. So Baba will have to prepare so many thrones. And Baba smiles. Bab Dada says, well, though that throne is a throne anyway, it means it's all attainments, but at the Kaan, but the self-sovereignty which you claim at the confluence age is no less than that throne or that kingdom. You are kings at this time too, aren't you? Or are you subjects? Or are you of the royal family? Are you kings, subjects, or royal family members? As the father of all, it is only one father, that is Baba alone, who can say that each one of my children is a king. All of you are kings, aren't you? You are Raj Yogis, you are not subject yogis. Yogis who are to become kings. So at this time you are Raj Yogis, you are seated on God's heart throne, heirs to self-sovereignty. The king children of God, Raja Bacche. Do you have that much spiritual intoxication? Because only when you claim the self-sovereignty now will you be able to claim the world sovereignty in the future. Therefore, the self-sovereignty claimed now is very, 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 very valuable and most elevated. Bab Dada and all the children of Sangam Yug and all the children know that Sangam Yug is the age of rejoicing. This is the age to experience the true pleasure, because you won't get this type of joy or pleasure in the whole Kalpa again. What is the reason for that? Why will you not get this type of joy and happiness or pleasure at any other time in the whole cycle? Because at this time you experience the joy of meeting God, and this type of meeting can be experienced only now. It can be got only now. every day of Sangam Yoga, or each day of Sangam Yoga, is the day of rejoicing. Is the day to be joyful, to be happy. Aren't you all experiencing the joy, the great joy? Are you? Hope you don't get confused anytime. Every day is a festival, is it not? Every day is a celebration because there is enthusiasm. There is zeal, there is enthusiasm. Because you have the thought that you want to make everyone to become Baba's child, God's child. You have the enthusiasm to do service, don't you? You want to do this, you want to do that, you want to do that. You keep making plans, don't you? When one gets a high achievement, an elevated achievement, he cannot stay without telling it to others. The attainment of the confluence age. Will also be there with you in the golden age too. The fruit of the efforts of this time is the golden age of the golden world of the future. Do you like Sangam Yug or do you like Satyug? What do you like more? Sangam Yug or Satyug? Confluence Age or Golden Age? You like Confluence Age, Sangam Yug, don't you? The only thing is that sometimes Maya comes in between. And you sometimes get confused a little bit. Mm-hmm. many children change, make easy yoga into difficult yoga. Actually, it's not difficult, but children make it into difficult yoga from easy yoga. Actually, it is very easy. Do you find it difficult? Those who find it difficult, raise your hand. Or sometimes difficult too, if you find it sometimes difficult, raise your hand. Sometimes difficult, is it? Or is it easy? Those who are difficult yogis, they raise their hand. Yes, only those who say that it is difficult. Some double foreigners are raising their hand. Is it? Is the double foreigner, are you not getting the translation properly? You're raising your hand, that means this is difficult for you? Mothers, is it difficult? Is it difficult or easy? Mothers, anyone? You're not raising your hand. Because how will you raise your hand in such a large gathering? But it was. Double foreigners were honest, I'm sure. This is my comment, because some did raise their hand. And then Baba felt maybe the translation hasn't come properly. All the children say with pride, don't you? My Baba. Don't you say my Baba with pride? Do you say my Baba? Or is it the Baba of the Dadis? You say my Baba, don't you? Everyone will say my Baba first. First he's my Baba. Is it like that? So the group of Sindhi is sitting here, Baba is addressing to them. What will you say? Do you say my Baba? Or is Baba of Dadi Janki and Dadi Prakashmani? Whose Baba is he? My Baba? Is he my Baba? Yes, my Baba. Brother Nari is standing up and saying, yes, my Baba. So, what do you remember whole day? Mera Baba, my Baba. Dadi Janki is saying there, he remembers, Mera Baba, my Baba. Baba says, it is very easy method. As many times you say, my Baba, my Baba, my Baba, during the whole day. So how many times do you say, my Baba, during the whole day? If you count, you say, my, so many times anyway, don't you? Whenever you say, my, for anything, at that time, think of Baba first, my Baba first. Who is mine? Baba. Then will it be easy or difficult? Is it still difficult? No, it's not difficult, isn't it? But sometimes you forget. No, you don't forget. Bhaktada is not telling you a new word, but this is a common word which you use in everyday work to mine. So who am I and who is mine? I and mine, these words are used so commonly, no? Why do some children find it difficult, or they have to labor in their efforts, because they think, oh, I must see a point of light in front of me, point, and that point just disappears. It slips away. Yes, Baba is a point of light, but which point? Who am I? Bring the awareness of this self-respect in your mind, in your consciousness, then the efforts will also be done in an entertaining way. But if you say point, then even the easy things becomes difficult. The easy efforts, make easy efforts of pleasure in this new age, new year. Let the efforts be elevated, but along with elevated efforts, let them be easy first. They should be easy as well as elevated. Can this be possible? Can both be done together? Can they be done together? Easy and elevated together, double foreigner, say. Can they be done together? Yes, they're raising their hands. And Baba is looking at the double foreigners. There are plenty this time, nearly 700-800 double foreigners have come for Baba's meeting. So Bhaktada will see. Baba says, Bhaktada will see. He keeps checking, doesn't he? Who become difficult yogis? He checks that. But when Baba says become easy yogis, it doesn't mean that you should be careless in your efforts. No, the efforts have to be elevated too. They should be elevated as well as easy. So Pandavas, see, are you easy yogis? Are you easy yogis? All those who think they are easy yogis, raise your hand. Now check, see, your photo is coming on the TV. Congratulations. So in this year, in the new year, no one should find anything difficult, because you are easy yogis. But don't become careless either. according to the time in the new year. All of you have to keep this aim, this particular aim, that whatever treasures of knowledge you have received, or the treasure of thoughts, virtues, powers, so all these treasures, knowledge, virtues, powers, time, thoughts, out of them, the most elevated treasure is the treasure of elevated thoughts. Therefore, you have to make best use of them. You have to use them in a worthwhile way. Share them with all to the extent you can. As you are the children of the bestower, you too have to become master bestowers. Keep sharing with others as much as you can. Because to make use of them or use them in a worthwhile way is to become successful. So maintain the speciality of the new year. Use in a worthwhile way, and success is destined. All of you say, don't you, that success is our birthright? Don't you say that? Isn't success your birthright? For use everything in a worthwhile way and attain success. Whatever task you may do, but whilst doing the task, make use of your treasures as well. And as you use them in a worthwhile way, you will become successful. Just imagine, could there be anyone else who has the right to success? Could there be anyone else who has a right to success? Could anyone else get success besides you? because Baba has blessed you with the blessing. May you be always successful. So you are blessed with this blessing of success. That's why Bab Dada always says that each Brahmin soul is a star of success. You are an embodiment of success. Aren't you stars of success? Or are you stars of difficulties and labor? Are you stars of labor? No. Baba, Baba is seeing all of you as stars of success, the embodiments of success. Baba continues to give drishti now. He is filling power in the souls so that they may become stars of success. Do you remember? At the beginning, how Brahma Baba used all that he had so quickly. He surrendered everything so quickly, didn't he? He made all that he had be used in a worthwhile way so quickly. And at the end too, he made his time to be used in a worthwhile way. Even till the end, he wrote letters. He wrote so many letters, though he became karmatit. But even on the last day, he spoke the versions even at the end. Even in the last moments, he served. He made everything be used in a worthwhile way till the last moment. This is why he attained success. Therefore, you have to follow the Father. actually every thought and every second of the confluence age has to be used in a worthwhile way. Only when all that is, when everything is used in a worthwhile way, will you achieve success. All of you say with faith, don't you? That we have great love for Brahma Baba. So what's the proof of love or the sign of love is that whatever the father loved, that should also be loved by you. Time, thoughts, and all the treasures should be used in a worthwhile way. They should not go a waste. So the sign of love for the father is to follow the father. What speciality did Brahma Baba show? Whatever he thought of, he did that in a practical way in a second too. He didn't only make plans, but he did it in a practical way too. So is it like that for you too? Are you following in the same way? Aren't you the ones who are following the Father in this way? It is good. Today, many, many have come to celebrate the New Year. It is good. even if this hall has become small today, never mind, the heart is very large. And because the heart is large, all of you have been accommodated in this hall. Or some may be sitting outside, but at least you are listening to the Murli, aren't you? All those who are sitting outside, they cannot be seen here, but they must be listening. Bap Dada heard the news that in Australia the time at this time is after midnight, and the children sit there even after midnight to listen to the Murli. They sit at midnight to hear the Murli, and at 4 o'clock they do Amrit Vela. At that time the Murli finishes, and then they do Amrit Vela and then return home. So today Bap Dada remembered Australia. Yes, they are listening on through internet in Australia too. Anybody from Australia here? Raise your hand. Raise your hand, Australians. Stand up. Papa wants to see you. All those from Australia. Yes, Levi is of Australia. Yeah, originally of Australia. He's standing up too. Yes, yes, stand up, Levi. Congratulations. So, Trimurti, congratulations to Australia first and then to the others. Baba mentioned Trimurti. Greetings at the beginning of the Murli. In a new year, new age, new life. Papa has already told you the aim to keep for this year. Make everything be used in a worthwhile way and become successful. Did you understand? Did you make it firm in you? Don't allow anything to go a waste. Use it in a worthwhile way and become successful. Sangam Yoga is a very powerful age. It's the age of success. It's not the age of waste. The 63 births of waste have finished. Now this little age, small age, is the age to make everything be used in a worthwhile way. If you use time in a worthwhile way, then in the future, for the whole of half a kalpa, you will claim the right to sovereignty. If you make use of your time in a worthwhile way only sometimes, then you will claim the right to sovereignty only sometimes. So, the fruit of making time be used in a worthwhile way is this, to claim the right to sovereignty. Make use of your breath in a worthwhile way and you will be healthy for 21 lives. You won't have heart failure. Won't have heart failure there. Here people have heart fail, don't they? Their heart fails and they die. Even whilst walking on the street, their heart fails and they die. It won't happen to you there in the golden age. So first Baba said time, then Baba said breath, and now third Baba says use the treasure of knowledge also in a worthwhile way. Knowledge means understanding, sense, wisdom, and there you will become so wise that you won't need any advisors. Nowadays, see, You know, the moment they take an oath, the first thing is they have to make ministers. There, the kings will have companions, but they won't have their ministers. They won't have ministers. In every royal court, all those who will sit with the king will also have crowns. They will be of the royal family, though they may not be sitting on the throne, but their status will be as good as equal. Equal to the king. So do not think that very few will be throned. But all of you too would claim the right to the sovereignty in the court of the king. You will have a crown on your head too. You will have full rights. So, what will you become? Will you become number one or number wise? What do you want to become? Number wise or number one? Number one, yes, they're raising their hand in number one. What will you become? Say, all of you in the front, sitting in the front, what will you become? Number one or number wise? They're saying number one. So if you want to become number one, what will you have to do? Yes, you have shown courage. This is very good. But in order to become number one, you'll have to win first. So you'll have to win in order to become number one. Yes, you are doing it. Not that you will do it. Don't say we will do it, but we are doing it. Yes, everyone is listening, is it not? Today, Baba heard that that the old companions of Brahma Baba who lived in Hyderabad, Sindh with Baba, even they have come to meet Baba. Raise your hand, those who are from Sindh, the Sindhis who have come in this gathering, not the Hindi ones, but the Sindhi ones who are originally from Hyderabad, Sindh, who have been Brahma Baba's companions in the Lokik way too. Yes. Yes, Baba is seeing them. They are sitting in the front. Yes, Mohini Ben is seeing that Baba, some are sitting here, some sitting that side. There are little children too sitting. Baba is seeing everyone. Children, stand up. Little children. Yes, there's a children's retreat, no? Children's retreat has taken place, so Baba wants to see the little children. those children in the retreat, or even the Indian Bharatvasi children are standing up, little children. Oh, I think it is which children? The children of the Sindhi family. Baba wants to see the children of the Sindhi family. Because Baba is seeing the Sindhi family, so their children, their grandchildren, all have come. So Baba wants to see them. Not the children's retreat, but the children who have come with us in the Sindhi families. Okay. So now you will show wonders, won't you? Won't you show wonders? What wonders will you show? Someone is saying something. They are saying V. I don't know what someone said, but Baba is saying that you're already doing. What else will you do? Oh, 32 Sindhis have come. 32. 35. So you're 38 in number, the Sindhi group. What wonder will you do? No, okay, Baba is not telling you to do a lot, but he's telling you to do something little. Are you ready to do that? All the Sindhi families, stand up. And there are so many from Hong Kong, from London, from Lagos. So, Nari Bhai and his whole group. So Hong Kong, Lagos, London, mainly. Three places. The children also will do wonders, won't you? Brother Girish of London is saying that we are now 38. We will expand it to 3,800,000. So Baba is telling them congratulations. Baba is, you have said something very big, but Baba is telling you a very small thing. All the 38 of you who have come, each one should make one like you and bring to Baba. Will you do that? Will you do that? Make someone equal to you and bring to Baba. The children should make children equal to them and bring them to Baba. The mothers should make mothers, or even brother, if they want, make someone equal to you and bring to Baba. You want to do that? Will you do it? Yes? You will bring someone, make him or her like you and bring that one in front of Baba. And Baba is telling Brother Nari, Sanjay Kriplani's father, that you be the leader of this and see that each one makes someone like him and brings to Baba next year. This is what Bap Dada wants, that the place from where the beginning from the place where there was the beginning, from there itself the glorification should happen. The revelation should take place from that place, that is from the Sindhis, Baba says. Don't you feel mercy on the souls as you are residents of the same land where Brahma Baba lived? When Brahma Baba was born, don't you have mercy on your people? You have many treasures. How large is your treasure of virtues? How large is your treasure of powers? Therefore, you are the ones who are to donate virtues, donate powers, so become the master bestowers and donate the virtues and powers. Become master bestowers of virtues and powers. All of you who have come, who are either in contact or in relationship, all those who come in front of you, whether they are your contact souls or relation or in relationship, give them something or the other. Give them a virtue. Give them a power. No one should go away empty-handed. No one should go away without taking anything from you. If not anything else, then at least some words of God's message, sweet words of God's message, even that they should take from you. Give that as a gift to them, sweet words of God's message. In the world, whenever people celebrate, they meet each other, and whilst meeting each other, they put a sweet in their mouth, that is sweet in their mouth, with some sweets. But here Baba says to sweeten. Yes, that of course you have to do to sweeten someone's mouth by giving him a sweet. But along with that, make your face also loving, sweet. With sweet words, not just sweet in the mouth, but also sweet and have us sweet words uttered through your lips. You have that much sweetness accumulated in you, is it not? That however much you may distribute, you may share with others, it should never exhaust. And this treasure is such that the more you give others, the more you share with others, the more it will increase in you. Therefore, In the new year, note down, whoever comes in front of you, whichever souls comes in contact with you, make sure that you give something to that one. Find out whether you are giving to that one or not. If he is not ready to listen, okay, it doesn't matter. At least give him a loving, powerful drishti at least, if not anything else. If he's not ready to listen, doesn't matter. So at least loving, powerful drishti, give that. So give something, don't let him go empty-handed. This is easy, is it not? Or is it difficult? Is it easy? Youth group? Is it easy? Yes, yes, you are waving very beautifully. Very good. Youth group is very good. The most elevated power for the youth is the power of transformation. You think of something and you do it at that moment. In the youth retreat, you have made many promises, haven't you? Baba heard the news. What have all the youth become? Stand up, all from the international youth retreat, or all the other youth are also standing? Doesn't matter. Yes, all the youth have stood up. Okay, wave to Baba. They're all waving to Baba. 150 in the international youth retreat. But so many other youth too, they're all standing. Nobody among the sisters' side? Yes. The sisters are also sitting together with the brothers, no? So the Baba is looking around. All of you who have been refreshed, Baba just wants the double foreigners and Bharatvasis who are the international youth retreat, you have put the tilak on, to stand up. Only those who have participated in international youth retreat, only they stand up, the others sit down. Yes, you have put a tilak on your forehead. This is a good sign. Your soul is shining, is it not? They have put a tilak on the forehead which is shining, so Baba is telling them. Those who think that through this training, their heart has become golden. Raise your hand. Those who think that their heart has become golden through this training. Your heart has become golden, has it? Because in this international youth retreat, so you know, so they may, all of them are raising their hand. Very good, Baba Singh. All of you have gone ahead of everyone. Very good. Not just golden star, but golden heart. Yes. Very good. Then you're already embodiments of success. Hope your golden heart will not be lowered once you take your flight and go back to your country. from golden, hope it won't become silver, will it? Will it become silver? No? No, it won't become? It's very good. Become ready to the extent that you are able to awaken the souls of Bharat as well. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage to awaken the souls of Bharat? Acha. Baba is looking at them very happily, because in India people will ask you very funny questions. Crooked questions, Baba is saying. Strange questions. Will you be able to answer them? Will you be able to answer them? Okay. Very good. See, your faces are coming on the TV. You know that? People are able to watch you, see yourselves on in the television. Your faces are visible on the TV. Then now, as people will see you in the video, they will invite you and tell you, come to us and awaken the Bharatvasis here. Are you ready for going everywhere in India and awaken the Bharatvasis? Even if you won't have money for the ticket, you will be paid for it, don't worry. Bab Dada knows that double foreigners have the speciality that when they come to Madhuban after going back to their countries, they keep saving and saving till they are able to get enough money to buy a ticket to come again next year to Madhuban. It is good. From how many countries the youth have come? Twenty-one countries. 21 countries and 150 youth from 21 countries. 150 youth from 21 countries. As you are from 21 countries, Baba speaks about 81 birds. So you are from 21 birds and you are from 21 countries. Therefore, Bab Dada wishes that now, that is now you have a golden heart. This golden heart will do wonders. You have kept a very good attention. You have kept very good attention for on self-efforts. You've underlined that a great deal. Self-efforts. Bab Dada is happy with you. You may sit down. You'll get tired standing up. No? Dadi Janki is saying something. Oh, Dadi Janki is telling Baba that there are three groups, the Mahavir group, the Shakti group, and the introvert group. Introvert group of the Kumaris, Mahavir group of the brothers, and Shakti group of the mothers. And Baba Singh is very good to have be to create groups, because then the attention is more when one is in a group, because the whole group does it. It's too good to have groups, but then that whole group should be very positive. Okay. Oh, which three groups? Mirabhen is telling Baba. The Mahavir group, the Shakti group. So all those from the which group Mirabhen is saying? Tell loudly. Tell. So all those from the Shakti group, is it, or introvert group? Which group is she saying? Oh, so introvert group. This is introvert group, all the Kumaris. The Kumaris group, introvert group. Yes, wave to Baba. Wave to Baba. There are some on the chairs, some in front on the floor. Very good. You have done very good efforts. Bab Dada has observed that each group wants to move forward, not being jealous of one another, but running a race and wanting to go ahead and ahead. And introvertedness means the one who's introvert is always happy. Okay, you may sit down. Baba wants to see the other group. Okay, who's the other group? Who's the other group? Shakti group? Shakti? Shakti group? They all from the Shakti group stand up? With Sister Caroline? All the from the Shakti group? Yeah, you may wave to Baba. Just let Baba see. Yeah, there are more here. Yes. Baba is seeing the mothers. Bab Dada is asking the Shakti group, when will you hoist the flag of revolution? Say, Shaktis are going to hoist the flag of glorification, aren't they? So when will you raise the flag of glorification? Shaktis, the Shaktis are going to do that task. It's good. You have prepared groups, it's very good. Now, sit together and discuss what date will you fix for raising the flag of glorification. Just as you fix other dates, so do you fix this date when you're going to raise the flag of glorification. Will you do that work? Don't you want to raise the flag of glorification, will you? Okay, will you? Okay. Sit down. And now the third one. Now the Mahavir group. Yes, now the Mahavir group, stand up. Okay, all those from the Mahavir group, please stand up. The brothers. Acha, there are brothers there also, this side. Yes, you may wave to Baba. Just wave to Baba. So Mahavir group is a group of brothers. What will those of the Mahavir group do? Just as the year is ending, so too you have to finish Maya as well. Will you say goodbye to Maya too, just as you are saying goodbye to the old year? Or do you say, no, never mind, let Maya continue? No. Mahavir means? Just as Brahma Baba did what he said, what he did, what he brought in his mind. He created a thought and brought that into practice immediately, and thereby created a charitable act. So is it the same aim of those in the Mahavir group too? Okay, very good. You have kept good courage. You may sit down. So this was only a sample. Otherwise it will be so many in the whole group. Also the little children, those who come in the international children retreat, all those who... So the little children are carrying flags and they have green sashes around them. They are waving to Baba. There were about 21 children. All the little children have put some sign on them. The youth group put a tilak on the forehead, and these little children have also some sign, and they have made a beautiful a banner, angels to deities. Very beautiful banner. Angels to deities. That's the banner they are carrying and showing to Baba. Oh, Baba is saying, yes, you have turned from angels to deities. Very good. Now, deity means the one who is filled with divine virtues. Therefore, never leave these divine virtues. Very good. The children enthusiasm is growing. Very good. Now what about the children of India? The little children of India. Yes. Little children, stand up. All those have come from different parts of India too. So many little children. 1,000 children from India. 1,000 children have come from all over India. Yes, there are so many. So 1,000 children from India, all children, little children of India as well as from abroad, you have to come together and encircle whole Delhi, the capital, because you have to make Delhi a capital, is it not? In the golden age, Delhi will be a capital. So first, you have to prepare your capital. Only then you'll be able to rule there, won't you? So, encircle Delhi in such a way that all the VIPs of Bharat wake up. All the children of Bharat also will do wonders, won't you? Bharat is no less. Children are some very good children have come. Sit down, little children. All the children, sit down. Okay, what will you do in the new year? What novelty will you show in the new year? You haven't yet done the work Baba has told you to do, have you? Where have you brought the group of airs and mics? When you sing, Baba, we have to bring that next year, is it not? Today is the last day of the year, so next year, you will bring it in the next year. Will you? So this is what Baba is, saying, wait and see. The mic will be the mics are very clever in raising the flag of glorification. Yes, there are many mics in different countries. There are mics in everywhere, but they haven't come together in the form of a gathering. Now they have to come together. Bring them together. You know what happens when they come together? Because when they come together, they see each other, and then that will instill enthusiasm in them. They feel enthusiastic to do something when they see the other one. You need mics in Bharat as well as in foreign countries. Yes, they are getting ready, aren't they? But now, at the moment, they are behind the curtain. They are incognito, but you need to bring them out, reveal them, or bring them in the open. You have to reveal them, is it not? Oh, there's such a large gathering of mothers. The Baba will tell them to stand up. The whole hall will be of mothers. Bhaktada is happy to see the mothers. Why does he get happy to see the mothers? Because at the confluence age, the mothers get a chance from Bhaktada. They did not get a chance in Copper Age and Iron Age. Even nowadays, mothers are becoming sannyasis, becoming sadhus and saints. Even in politics, the mothers are entering. So in every field, women are entering. Bhaktada always says, wherever there are mothers in a center, that center is always overflowing. Though they may not be earning, but they have a big heart, their feelings are very high. This is why Bhaktada likes the one with pure feelings and true heart. Bhaktada has seen that in every group, the mothers are always more. So, mothers, you have to now awaken other mothers. Doesn't matter if this hall becomes small. Don't think, oh, already the hall is full. If we bring more, then where will they sit? You just bring them and facilities will come. Everything will work out. You just bring them. Manivan is saying, yes, if we can invite ones, all mothers only. And Dadiji is saying that once it can be that only mothers sit in this hall. Then the other group could be of only Pandavas. So the Pandavas also can fill the whole hall. But that's a very clever way of answering. Because when Baba said mothers, when in every group mothers are always more, so it could be that yes, we invite only brothers and there'll be only Pandavas in the hall. But Baba is saying, Baba wants that you prepare 900,000 at least. When will you do that? When will you do that? Fix that date when there'll be 900,000. Dadiji is saying something. The Dadis are saying something. Will you be able to bring 900,000 Pandavas? Bap Dada will prepare the hall. We'll build a hall, don't worry, but bring 900,000 here at this time. You know, bring 900,000. So, when you've been saying in 1 year, 100,000. So, at the moment we have about 20,000, but Baba wants 900,000 at the same time, in one place. Moinivan is saying that if each one brings one like him or her in every turn and the nine turns, the 900,000 will be done, will be there. But Baba is saying, ultimately you will bring 900,000 on the stage, won't you? That Baba means to say that you need 900,000 at least as Pakka Brahmins, because that is a beginning population of golden age. In your first birth you will have 900,000 in golden age, and if you want to become sovereigns you'll need at least 900,000 subjects to rule over them. Baba is seeing the future, she is visualizing the future. What are Madhubanivasis thinking? Don't you need 900,000? Do you need 900,000? Do you need 900,000? Baba is asking. The main Pandavas sitting here, Nivay Bhai, Bijmon Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, all are sitting here. Do you need 900,000? Yes or no? Only when you saying that, they are saying, Baba, whatever you say. So whatever you say, Baba. It will happen. So when 900,000 will come, then the means of accommodating them will also become ready. Don't be afraid that, oh, if 900,000 come at one time, from where will we accommodate them? How will we accommodate them? Where will the hall come from? How will we have such a big hall? Baba is saying, don't be afraid. Because your future is very, very, very bright. All the facilities will be available. You will get ready-made halls. You won't even have to build halls. You will get ready-made halls. Hmm. But the only thing is that the slogan which Baba is giving you for the new year, that you have to bring into practice. Make everything be used in a worthwhile way and success is yours. Okay. All the Pandavas wave to Baba. There are so many Pandavas too. Yes, yes, lower your hand. All the mothers wave to Baba. All the mothers. Those in the front are not waving to Baba, the mothers. All these are teachers. They are the teachers. ₹1,500 teachers, Moini Ben is saying. 1,500 teachers. Even the mothers are many, Pandavas are also many. All the teachers, raise your hand. About 700 to 800 double foreigners, but the Indian teachers about 1,500. So Baba is speaking to the teachers now. The teachers too should remember the slogan, make everything be used in a worthwhile way and become successful. And then expansion in service will happen automatically, because when expansion will take place, you will automatically be making everything be used in a worthwhile way and becoming successful. So both will go together. So this year, bring this slogan into practice and automatically expansion will take place. Encourage everyone. Bap Dada has noticed that in some places there isn't enough encouragement to increase service. But you have to encourage for service. For every task, you have to encourage everyone. Whether it is serving through the mind, serving through words, serving through actions, and contacts, relationships, and everything, there's need of encouragement. So you be courageous and encourage others. The teacher's slogan is, have courage in yourself and encourage others. This is the slogan for you, for the teachers. Because the teachers have a chance to read Baba's murli. They have the throne to sit on and read God's versions. So this is the extra help the teachers receive. Therefore, encourage others, bring zeal and enthusiasm in them. The whole class should be seen as a bouquet of blossomed flowers, rose flowers. Did the teachers listen? Did you hear? Encourage the whole class and bring them into zeal and enthusiasm. Fill them with zeal and enthusiasm. This time it is indoor zone which is serving in this group. All of the indoor zone, stand up. So many from indoor zone. Nearly 2,000, over 2,000 from indoor zone. So many teachers, mothers, brothers, kumaris, all from indoor zone. Brother Om Prakash, sister, so many teachers. There's Sister Kamala, Brother Om Prakash and many others of indoor zone. You have got a diamond chance of serving this time. One is serving physically, and also secondly, the chance, the golden chance or diamond chance of doing self-progress. You got both the chances. All of you have kept very good courage. You have had very good zeal and enthusiasm. You have looked after such a big group. This is the largest group in this season, and you are serving this group very well. Therefore, in return of the courage you have kept, Bab Dada congratulates you multi-million times. Always become a diamond, always become like a diamond and keep taking diamond chances in service. Okay, very good. But let the indoor people sit down. Those of the jurist wing, stand up. They have come from the jurist wing. Those of indoor zone, please sit down. And those who have come in the meeting of jurists, they please stand up. Yes. It's international, Brother Chris Drake is also in this jurist meet. So this has become an international meeting because of Chris. Wave to Baba. If there are so many lawyers and judges in this jurist group, then it will be very easy to prove the sermonizer of the Gita. And Brother Maheshwari is saying something that, Baba, this is what we are planning for, how to write a memorandum so that we can prove that the sermonizer of the Gita is Shiva. So we are making plan on that, and Baba Singh, very good. A plan which no one else has ever made. There are so many different wings, but your wing, the jurist wing, can take number one if you are able to do this job of proving who the sermonizer of the Gita is. Your group is good. But plan it in such a way so that there's a saying that the snake should die, but your stick should not break. That means the work should be done, but then the revelation should happen, but then it should not turn into a chaos, or maybe into confusion or something which would hurt the people's feelings. So even that shouldn't happen. Yes, create more, expand in your more, you know, of your group. And Ramesh Bhai is saying something. Maheshwari Bhai, who is the national coordinator of jurist wing, is saying something. Well, Baba Singh, very good. So they're talking about their plans. Very good. Is everyone addressed? Yes. Also cultural wing. Cultural group, and Moini Ben is adding humor to it by saying the group which sings and dances. And Baba says everybody knows to sing and dance. And everyone knows to sing the praise of the Father, and they also know how to dance in happiness. Okay, who are in the cultural wing? So they're all artists, singers, poets, writers, those who perform different cultural activities, those who have some art in their lives. Baba Singh, very good. So they're also coming for a meeting. So, through your cultural wing, you have to prove the character, the original character of Bharat. Through the culture, the character should be proved that in Bharat, those who lived were of very elevated character. Since from the time these different wings have been created, you are doing service of the people of your wing very well. It's very good. All those who are standing here, you will do wonders, won't you? You have to do wonders, is it not? Each wing should prepare new plans to serve the people of its profession. For how many years this wing's service is going on? Baba is asking. When did it start? Twenty years. Okay, 82, 83, I think these wings started in India. So, Bap Dada has told those of every wing that prepare mics of your profession, prepare airs from your profession. So prepare the gathering of airs and mics in your profession. So have you prepared them in the cultural wing? Have you brought them? And Usha Ben of Bombay is the national coordinator of this wing. She's saying something, and she's saying that we have already given Baba's message to many. Someone is raising his hand that he has served and he has got very good plans. Baba saying, yes, very good. You keep the courage and Baba will give the help. Okay, you may sit down. The Brother Mrityunjay also wants to say something. I think he's standing up to say something. Now, Baba is saying, do you remember the drill which Baba talked about? The drill of 1 second, which you do with through your mind. 1 moment incorporeal, the next moment angel. How many times do you do this drill during the whole day? That you have to know. This is the mental exercise. As many times you do this drill, that much you will become an easy yogi. On one hand, service through the mind, and on the other hand, mental exercise or exercise of the mind. 1 moment incorporeal and next moment an angel. Bab Dada is invoking you angels. You have to become an angel and then return home with your incorporeal father to the incorporeal world and then come back as a deity. Okay. From all corners of the world, the children have sent lots and lots of yad pyar, either through letters or through cards, greeting cards, through messages. Bab Dada knows that every child understands or wishes that his remembrance be reached to Baba, but Bab Dada gets it immediately the moment he thinks of it. Bab Dada gets his love and remembrance. The one who gives it to anyone or through any means, the moment he thinks of it, Baba receives it at that moment, and now Baba is able to visualize all those children in front of his eyes. All those who have given Yad Pyar, conveyed Yad Pyar to Baba. This is why Bab Dada says, that each child should accept Baba's love and remembrance, greetings and blessings of the heart by name. Each one accept all this by name. Love, remembrance, greetings and blessings by name. Lots and lots of multi-million times greetings to all of you for the new year, the new age and the new life, and blessings from the heart. So that is the Yad Pyar and Namaste. Happy to see that how both of you are of one opinion. Baba speaking to Dadiji and Dadi Janki, that both of you are of one opinion, and in this way you are moving the whole family. And Dadiji is saying, yes, Baba, but we are doing everything on the basis of one Srimad. Yes, all these are your companions. And Dadi Janki is saying, Baba, where else will we go? We are all together. Baba is telling everyone, see what the Dadis are saying. The Dadis are saying, Baba is telling everyone that in this year, all in the new year should become of one opinion. Whomever you look at, that one should have the same opinion as the Dadis are. Have, as you see, the Dadis are one. We are of one opinion. Similarly, all of you, the Didis and the Dadas, should all be of one opinion. This is a success we need this year, Dadiji saying. And the slogan for that is, one moment a child, the next moment a master. So master one moment and child the next moment. Then you can come together. Don't become a master when it is to become a child, and don't become a child when you have to become a master. So the dadis have this wish, and who will fulfill that wish? All of you will, won't you? Will all of you fulfill the wish of the dadis? Yes? Even if there are differences of opinions, what will you do? What will you do with the difference of opinions? So the method is very good. Become a child and master, Dadiji saying. And Dadi Janaki saying, yes, only through that the revolution will take place. Each one, people will say, yeah, look at these people, they are so obedient. They just do what God tells them to do. Sister Neelu is telling Baba, now you have to give drishti from the stage, and Dadiji is telling Neelu, what is the hurry? And Baba is saying, yes, what is the hurry? We have to sit up to midnight today. And then the bell will ring, so we have to sit up to midnight. And therefore Baba is taking everything very easy. And Moini Ben is saying, yes, all the old of the old year has to be finished. Bab Dada is so happy to see everyone. A day will come, and it will come very soon. A day will come when that everyone will say, yes, we are those Shakti and the Pandav army who are bringing about self-transformation. Along with giving bidding goodbye to the old year, you have to also bid goodbye to Maya, because Maya too is tired now. So, goodbye as well as congratulations both should go together. In Hindi, the rhyming words vidai is goodbye and vadhai is congratulations. So vidai and vadhai should go together. Dadiji is telling Baba, see, today the whole hall is packed. No empty pockets anywhere, no vacant space anywhere. Every space of this hall is filled up, because it's full.
Prakash Muni are on the brother's side giving drishti. Now Baba is in the middle of the stage. Along with the sweet smile, he is giving powerful drishti, and everyone is absorbed in receiving the powerful drishti. Baba has come towards the sister's side. Baba is giving drishti to the foreigners and the sisters. Now Baba has come to the extreme right of the stage. To all the children who are very sweet and lovely from all four directions, congratulations for the new year multi-million times. time that's passed. That we have bid farewell, we have bid goodbye, and now we're congratulating for the present. The weaknesses that you experience in your life, so you're bidding goodbye to that. And congratulations for moving ahead. Congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. Acha, what should we do now? Dadi is congratulating you, Baba, to all of, on behalf of everyone. So Baba was with us for 1 year. Baba came in 2002 and he is taking leave in 2003, and we will wave, we will do one hand clap and congratulate Baba. We received the message from Baba and we will definitely fulfill Baba's wishes, and we will again clap with one hand. Now, after 1 year, Baba is taking leave from all of us.